This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Who said he was throwing people under the bus? That didn't sound like throwing under the bus.
Not there, no.
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 There were fans saying it sounded like he was throwing some people under. If Donovan wants to throw anybody under the bus, go right on ahead. I don't care. I'll trade any of them for you right now. Fine.
Thought it was funny. I don't think you said it on air yesterday, Anthony, but out in the hall, you definitely told me, feels like one of these games where Donovan needs to have 50 and he's going to. Well, he had 48.
Yeah.
Had he had 50.
What was there, you would have thought.
We'd feel different this morning.
You would have thought at some point we'd get the ball inbounds to Donovan.
That's true.
And then they would foul him and he would get his 50. It was the fourth biggest playoff output
of his
career.
I just rewatched that baseline thing. If he just runs to his left, Okoro's open.
Right. He's wide open. Okoro, even looks, we're talking about after the make. Max Strus with 27 seconds left in by the ball. Max was fantastic. He did. Don't expect me to come on today and do my normal Max Strus.
I got something for you.
Shtick. I know. Maybe after I hear the sound, maybe you can point me in that direction.
I don't know. Strus Moose was pretty short with everybody after the game.
He was incredible. He had the big dunk. He had the threes. He had a barrage. He did go cold in the late third, fourth. But you were taking points any way you could get them. And who are you more confident with taking shots, actual shots? Yeah, free throws. Okay, Donovan, who did miss four, but he took 21. There was nobody I was more confident in last night than Max Strus, but he went a little cold until he hit that three-pointer, and then you thought you had things wrapped up. 27 seconds left. He's trying to inbound the ball. Nobody can get open until, like, at the four-second mark, but Max isn't running the baseline. He's kind of hopping the baseline, and Okoro's wide open, and instead Atkinson calls timeout to save them because they were about to turn the ball over possibly, and that was the last timeout.
Donovan also wasn't on the floor at that point.
No.
And Greg Anthony said, you know, he took the timeout to get Donovan
to get rest.
To get him back on the court there. I think they would have been perfectly happy ending that game with Donovan Mitchell off the court had they inbounded the ball and got it over the half court line.
Because that's the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Because at least they're going to foul there, and then you bring Donovan back in at that point, and you still have a timeout.
Well, I wish that's what would have happened, but that's not what happened.
It's brutal. It is absolutely brutal.
They choked and they freaked out and they lost the basketball game, and now they're down 2-0 in a series. People are still saying that they can win. We'll find with Justin Termini what he has to say at 7:02. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's this sucks, and I just have to sit here and I got to take it, and I'm contemplating a lot of things right now. Contemplating a lot of things. It's 6:30 in the morning after that loss. And I'm sure calmer heads will prevail this afternoon with me. But as of right now, if Donovan said he wanted to trade any of them, get him out. Get him out. Get him out. Kick him in the ass on the way out the door. I don't care. I'll trade him. I don't care. Max Strus should stay. Who else?
I thought Jared Allen.
Now I'm going down the roster.
I thought Jared Allen had a gutsy performance.
There was a point where he was exhausted
in the first half.
There was a point near the end of the game where they showed the camera showed Jarrett, and you could tell the bench was asking him, "Hey, do you need a blow?" And he was telling them, "No, I'm staying in there."
You're right. I'm just mad.
But
you're right.
Ken,
you're right.
This is I love the emotion from you. I don't want an all-time Cleveland thing because there is the montage of all-time Cleveland things. But in your radio broadcast, in the last 13, 14 years that you've been on air here in Cleveland, where's it ranked for you?
It's honestly, it's above 2018 in game one because I didn't think they were going to beat the Warriors in game one. I didn't think they were going to beat the Warriors in game one. And they still got to the finals. Like they still, it was like the last hurrah of LeBron. We knew LeBron was going. It's worse than 2018 because you were still in the finals. This is the Eastern Conference semis. If you don't win this series, and right now it doesn't look a lot like you will, even though they're, what, 1.5-point favorites on Thursday?
That's what I had last night.
Third straight game,
yeah, 1.5-point favorites somehow, some way. So they're favorites going in on Friday. So I don't want to lose. But, man, you don't get out of this now. It's like, man, there's going to be some freaking out. There's going to be some freaking out. And I hate this. I hate this personally as a fan, and I'm going to tell you right now I hate it professionally. I shouldn't say this. I should say this later. All you people who sit there and think, oh, Ken just wants to talk football all the time. He don't want to talk about the Cavs. Yeah, I can't wait. I really can't wait if they lose this series. What did Shador have for breakfast today? Well, what number did Shador? Did you see what Shador's friend put on Instagram yesterday? 216-474-0092. What did Shador do? What about Dylan Gabriel? Who's going to be the quarterback today? Who's going to be the quarterback tomorrow? Who's going to be the quarterback on Thursday? 216-474-0092.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
I got all effing summer to talk about the Browns. Please, 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 because it's going to be bad. We'll talk about trading, getting mad, getting rid of Darius, because that's going to come up again, getting rid of everybody else again, and then it's just going to be Shador Sanders for the rest of the time until it's actually time to talk about the Browns.
If it makes you feel better, it was 1.5 last night. It's 2.5 this morning.
All right.
The sharps and the big money coming in.
If I keep getting emotional, they woke up and said, you know what, give them another one.
Maybe if I keep getting emotional, we'll run it up further.
Maybe they know Darius is going to get shot up as many times as you can legally get shot up before going out there.
Oh, it's going to be James Voight, John Voight in Varsity Blues.
Roll the cortisone trucks
I'm
out to Indianapolis.
I'm kicking that door open. I will fight James Vanderbeek right now over it.
Instead of the t-shirt cannon. It's just a steady stream.
The cortisone cannon.
Whatever you need. Get it in there.
What is this text for? Oh, yeah. I got to go on Dan Dockage's show. I guess I would rather talk about the Hustlers
this
morning. You're
going to be race hustling?
God in heaven. To the phones we go. Todd in Akron. Hello, Todd.
Todd, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
I'm hearing you. This series is over. I'm telling you. They don't even have it in them. Like you said, it was exhausted. What the hell are you being exhausted for? You're in the playoffs.
Well, it is a physically taxing game.
That's exactly what Dockage said.
It is a physically taxing game, Todd. I can tell that they were exhausted. I think that I would imagine that the Pacers were a little tired, too, a little tuckered out.
A little tired. Looked like to me they was gaining strength as the game went on. And they wasn't
they were hulking up.
Getting all the rebounds. Come on, man. You think they're going to go in Indiana and beat them two games? No. They're going to get swept.
Listen, Todd, I'm going to tell you that they can because I don't want to accept the possibility that they won't. That is not a plan, and that is not confidence. You can read between the lines on that, right?
I can read between the lines, man, but they better do something. I mean, like, they should have never won that game.
Hell yeah, they better do something. They should have won that. The Cavs should have won that game. I know that's what you're saying. Yeah, no, yes, yes, yes. Todd, thank you for the call.
By the way, you know what I don't need to see? I don't need to see win probability memes or win probability GIFs and screenshots from the internet.
Wear it like a scarlet letter.
We know. Improbable comebacks mean you had probably a 99.9% chance of winning. I don't really need the math. I don't need the y-axis and the x-axis. I don't need any of the graphing. Nah. That's okay. You can put that stuff away.
I don't care.
I'll just go ahead and assume the Cavs had a really, really good shot at winning the game until they didn't win the game. I can pretty much assume that.
I disagree. I'm going to wear it all like a cloak of failure. I'm the strumpet walking around in the town square.
It looks like a meme coin.
Aramis and West Park.
Oh, yeah. It was up, and then it went down.
Aramis and West Park.
So, situational football or basketball, you've got Strus, right, with that inbound. That was a disaster, right? Then you have the three-pointer that was made. He grabbed his rebound, and he dribbled out to the key, right? He was going to take the last shot. Why on earth would you not try to get the ball out of his hand and double him? A two ties it. You go to overtime or you at least get the last shot going back down, right? No, they let him take that shot. Game over.
Well, it's Jerome. So hold on real quick.
5 seconds to go.
Hold on one sec.
5 seconds to go.
Aramis not going to hold on. Okay. Aramis ain't holding on for anything.
Just get through it. Just get through it. Don't let me stop.
Pound the way through, babe.
What was that?
Nothing. Keep going.
No, with 1.5 seconds to go, why are you inbounding the ball and giving it to the guy that's, you know, pass the ball down court and see if you can get a shot off.
Well, they're out of time and they didn't have a timeout there. I understand, but the Ty Jerome thing. So Ty Jerome one on one against Halliburton is out there. He gets Halliburton to change directions, but then he's lurching in the wrong direction, and Halliburton does a step back at the very least. So Aramis was talking about bringing a second defender. You do that, you're giving somebody what is probably a game winning opportunity for an open three. In this case, I just think Jerome needed to overplay him and force him to drive into the lane. They're normally not calling fouls at the end of games.
Why wasn't Dean White on the court?
And so, Owen, you brought that up to me off the air, and I look back and I'm like, well, he wasn't in foul trouble. Yeah,
there's 12 seconds left.
And they're shooting a free throw. So is he playing the percentages?
And it's not like he is an offensive liability. He's one of the guys I want shooting a three if we have to at the end of a game too. Why is he not on the court?
216-474-0092. How are you feeling after last night? Oh, great. It's a wonderful feeling. We'll get to some of you guys. And, I give them credit.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.